Matt Carpenter and the Cardinals host the Royals. Will pick things up in the second with St. Louis trailing 3-1.
Here comes the 3-2 pitch, Cahill. The runners go. Swing and a line drive to a base hit to right field. The runner scores. The other man, Leek, goes to third.
Or just do it that way. Into left field. Here comes Fowler. He will score.
He's back there tonight. The pitch. A swing and a drive to center field. That's it deep. Kane back to the wall. It's a gunner.
Here's a 1-2. And a high fly ball lifted into deep right. Pitch it back and it's gone.
That's a cat.
Not a squirrel. That's a cat. Somewhere Tony La Russa is nodding in approval.
There it is.
Ow. Ow. Stop it. Molina. Deep left. Great.
Yadier Molina puts the Cardinals in front for good. 8-5 St. Louis is your final. Yadier Molina's fifth career Grand Slam helps the Cardinals extend to a 5-game win streak. St. Louis has scored a total of 46 runs in that span. The Cardinals now find themselves tied for second in the NL Central and just a game and a half back of the Cubs for the top spot in the division. Here's the skipper, Mike Matheny.
Yeah, I'm not a cat person, but I sure like that one. I've been told it's already been picked up. Somebody claimed it pretty quick. So that was impressive to watch that. And I don't think people understand the limited success right-handers have had against that particular pitcher too. I mean, that's a tough assignment, and put him in a big spot, and he comes through in big situations. I don't know what I saw afterwards was I was just checking the field to make sure everybody was back. Mostly our guys were back paying attention that we were getting ready to play the game again, but I didn't see anything ahead of time until everybody made all the noise. I thought there was a streaker on the field, to be honest, but I was happy it was a cat. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, and I think that's kind of what I believe the result is of having a few days where you have a little bit of input from everybody that you just think the next guy is going to do it because you've recently seen the next guy do it. And I think it's just one of those things that you just keep building on and just good at bats and in big situations.
Mike, what does it say about this team that the way this game started? I mean, it looked like it could have really just gotten out of control very quickly, two down three, but you're just able to turn that around.
Yeah, I mean, Leek did a nice job keeping it to two right there when it could have snowballed for sure. And we had to have offense come through and make up. You know, by the time you'd given up five, that's a big ask. But just kind of some big at bats, had some opportunities that got through, but we had the big hit, and that's the one thing we kept talking about that we weren't getting before was that big hit in the big situation. Two out RBIs. Obviously grand slams make a big difference, but up until that point, I thought guys just continued to take some very aggressive, smart at bats, and looking to do damage regardless of what the score was.
He got a little overshadowed because of the grand slam, but Martinez again with a home run. He continues to be impressive at the plate.
He does. Yeah, he just takes great at bats. He's taking the walks. He's driving the ball. He's made some hard outs too. We talk about that spark. I think he's been that guy. It's been a spark a number of times this year for us. Yeah. I mean, looking for opportunities and trying to make something happen. And, we're going to continue to try and look for those opportunities. I think you have to do all those little things, right? And I think, obviously the situational hitting stuff, we were getting guys over. Mike Leek getting down to safety right there, it's a big play as well. And Colton having a great jump. Defense, there's Dion coming across the middle. Colton right there to end the game. Just a lot of things to be excited about tonight.
Necessarily hard hits, but a lot of elevated sinkers.
Yeah, he just they were finding holes on him for sure, but it was hard to tell from the side. But typically, you're watching when he's at his best. It's on the corners and down, and you're seeing lots of action on the infield. And he's had a nice season overall. And when he attacks the bottom of the zone, usually he gets great results. No, the security told me that somebody claimed the cat outside. That's the story they're given. I don't know.
The Cardinals will try to extend to a 5-game win streak on Thursday when Lance Lynn makes the start against the Royals.